This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Doing dynamic banter on the Skybound live stream.
We're going to need the audience to be closer to this mic.
Can we just have the audience louder, please? Thank you. You know how I like my stuff loud. Listen, it's Comic-Con again. I'm not reading off this paper at all. And if you're watching and you see this sweet hat I'm wearing, Mike, you should wear one too. Why don't you put on the hat too?
Well, here's the problem with my head. It looks like a bison's head, and it's too big.
I don't know if you guys can see these super cool hats, but guess what? You can win one of these hats from our friends at Chalk and Social. You just go to loveofgood.co to enter, and you could wear one too. You get it, tweet us a pic, whatever you want. But the best part is while you're there, you can donate to the CBLDF.org, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting the First Amendment rights of the comics medium.
First Amendment's my favorite one. Everybody knows that.
Well, let's get to it, guys.
Guys, shout out your favorite amendment.
What? Hold on. What is the Fourth Amendment? You can't corner soldiers?
You can't. You have to give soldiers a lot of space.
You can't put a soldier in the corner.
No one puts soldier in the corner.
No one puts soldier in the corner.
You remember that?
Guys, we're doing dynamic banter live for the first time ever.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's really exciting. There's a very nice pond behind us with dead birds around it.
Let's open weird. Up with that. There's too many dead birds here at Comic-Con.
So Mike and I were walking to meet someone at a restaurant yesterday, and we spotted a dead bird, like one does. I've been told that, did you spot the dead bird?
I think so, because I got an eagle eye.
Because I've been told, too soon, I've been told that I look down too much. not just in general, I've been told, because, I find things on the ground all the time.
Sure. Your pockets are filled with change at all times.
Coins and jewels and jewelry. I keep finding things. I find things. I'm always spotting quarters.
Dude, you're going to be, when you get old, you're going to be metal detector on the beach guy.
Yeah, man. That would be my superpower, metal detector. Yeah. Or just thing detector.
You could buy a superpower.
But you could buy that. So Mike and I found a dead bird, and it was pretty scary. It was a pigeon, in case those of you who are...
In case anybody's missing a pigeon.
Yeah, there it is. We found it. And then I made a little Instagram video about it, and then I was like, that was a weird thing. And then we left, and then we kept finding dead birds.
Yeah.
We found more dead birds?
I found more dead birds than cosplays so far.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely more dead birds than beards here.
Which brings me to my first note of the day. Everyone here has a beard.
Everyone.
What's that? Even a lot of the dead birds. Somebody had gone around and glued a little beard on all the dead birds.
That's some pretty good cosplay right there.
Yeah.
But I'm a little confused about all the dead birds. Is this where it starts?
This is ground zero.
San Diego's where it starts?
Yeah, for avian flu is making a comeback. That's the big announcement. You go into Hall H and you sleep outside. I hear they're making a big avian flu announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, avian flu!
It's back.
Yeah, and then they just a bunch of dead birds in a box. They just open it up for everyone to look at.
You come look at some dead birds. Come touch these birds.
I'm fascinated by dead birds.
Okay. I didn't think the podcast was going to start like this.
I know. I can't help it. There's so many dead birds. And then we got here.
Yeah.
And then it's very nice here at the Harbor House. And I want to thank Skybound for having us here.
Yeah,
by
thank
the way.
You so
thank
much.
Thank you, Skybound. Thank and you, they gave out Skybound.
All the people who came, they gave out little gift bags.
Little treats. Everyone's got treats.
It's kind of like we're having a spoiled brat birthday party.
We
right
definitely
now.
Are.
We're in the other room by ourselves.
We first invited our pals and listeners to come hang out here with us. And we've given them cheese and drinks. And everyone's having a great time. I can't tell because they're very far away from us right now.
Yeah.
So, but I hear them, and it might be just a track that Mike Cruz is playing for us over there. Anyway,
Mike, hit the amendment button again.
So anyway, we came to this wonderful place to record Dynamic Banter.
Yeah.
And then someone, I forgot who it was it Ian? Someone told me that there's a dead bird here.
Let's bring him out.
Let's bring him out the dead bird. That's what this chair is for. It's actually...
prop him up.
There's a dead bird like right over here outside the window. This is beautiful. Look at this beautiful scenery. And then right over here to your left, dead bird.
Yeah, but that's right. We're gonna get one of the interns out there with a shovel. And we're gonna bring him on.
Certainly will. Yeah, it's a good place to have a nice lunch by a dead bird.
It is. It's a beautiful place.
So, but it's so weird. What's with all the dead birds? You think?
Yeah, it sounds like a shitty Jerry Seinfeld bit.
What's with all the dead birds?
You seeing these birds?
There were these little boys over by the hotel, and someone was saying as we were walking by that they hit the glass tall hotels.
Because you were like, how were their dead birds just scattered?
Because there were like several in this one area.
It looked like a connect the dot type situation.
And so so you were saying they probably hit the...
Well, that's the problem with San Diego is all the glass is too clean.
Okay, so the birds don't know it's glass, so it's their fault.
Basically. Am I wrong to blame the birds in this situation?
I don't think so.
All right. I'm just trying to be realistic about it.
All right. Let's get off the dead birds a little bit, I guess. But people were asking me about the dead birds. Like, my Instagram feed was just filled. Like, the inbox was just filled with, what's with all the dead birds?
That's the first thing my mom texted me today. She's like, how's Comic-Con? What is happening with all the dead birds? Are you guys all right? Is it the rapture?
Yeah, we're okay.
So this is like your 45th Comic-Con.
Dude, it really is. It's like, so someone do the math. I've been coming since 2001.
60 years.
60? Great. 60 years. Yeah. I've been coming to Comic-Con. And I haven't missed one, man.
Dude, you should have like a figure or something with an exclusive sticker.
I should have like a badge that says like, you know, you should give them badges. but this is like your second one, right?
This is my second or third.
You're just Lee Boy.
I'm always here with Skybound. I'm always equally confused every year.
Yeah.
Seen a lot of good things, made a lot of observations so far. We had a fun time last night at a restaurant that maybe is out of our price range.
Oh, man.
And I immediately scanned the menu to find the salad portion.
I didn't even see the salad portion. I don't even know how you got a salad.
Well, that's how you know it's an expensive place because it doesn't just say salad on it. It'll like say...
Courgette filet.
Yeah. And it's like, what's that? Well, that's a French leaf.
Yeah.
There's 1,000 French leaves.
I hate it. I hate fancy restaurants.
Why'd you take us there last night?
I didn't take us there.
Well...
So it was like a... It was because we... The whole thing about Comic-Con is that... It's such a clusterfuck everywhere you go during Comic-Con. And I know the people that live in San Diego hate Comic-Con probably because it's just like, it's just a place is just filled with nerds and very polite nerds.
That's another thing, man. And no one has any spatial awareness, but everyone's so polite.
Yeah, that's the one thing. I'll always say that. Everyone at Comic-Con is very polite. It's a blanket thing, I think, except for that one time someone got stabbed in the eye with a pencil in Hall H.
But that was just the one time.
That was just one time. And also, I think someone got hit by a car. But that wasn't... It's not because of Comic-Con. Yeah,
two
it was
times.
Because of Comic-Con. So the dead birds... No, I'm just kidding. So we're just talking about dead...
Dude, imagine if you lived... If you made your home on Fifth Avenue and you knew nothing about this.
No.
And then you wake up... Maybe you're sleeping in from work one day because you work real long hours, and then you wake up at like 3:30, and then it's just nothing but Superman.
Well, I just feel like the realtor or like the person that's trying to sell you the place should be like, and we've got vaulted ceilings, so you've got these nice countertops here. Once a year is 100,000 nerds, and then over here is a wonderful cabinet fridge.
What was that?
100,000 nerds, and then over here. 100,000 nerds.
Now, forgive me if I'm being too presumptuous here, but that seems like an alarming amount
of nerds. 100,000?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think it's even more than that, isn't it?
200,000 nerds.
How many nerds is it this year?
200,000?
Up? It's up more? What do you think? Like 30,000? 130,000 nerds.
That's insane, man. That's like you go outside and it's packed outside.
Yeah.
That's how you know. how you know how overbooked this thing is you walk outside and it's like walking into an elevator constantly.
What do you think 130,000 nerds smells like?
Oh, I know exactly what it smells like.
So anyway, we went to this restaurant last night and the menu was like, yeah, I mean, I don't like fancy restaurant menus because it's like skirt steak with crispy foulet grange.
Yeah,
foulet with a little grange. Bon vin and a tiny guiche.
Those all made up French.
Tiny guiche. I'm like, I want the steak, but what the fuck is a tiny gauge?
I don't know if I want the tiny gauge, and it's $27. And I
just,
it's a size.
Yeah, it is. It's $27. And then when you ask the waiter what the, like, excuse me, I want this, but what is a tiny gauge?
Yeah.
And the guy goes, it's a carrot.
It's one carrot. It's a balsamic carrot.
Then just call it a fucking carrot.
Do you want it or not?
Do you want it? Do you want a tiny carrot?
Dude, here's a good way to gauge your experience at a fancy restaurant. If Great. They walk over to you, and they say, would you like some water?
Yeah.
And then you say yes, and then they say, what kind? You should just get up and walk out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm more used to, like, when you go to, like, a nicer place, they'll say, like, would you like sparkling or regular water?
Mm.
Like, that's nice. But at this restaurant, yeah, they were like, would you like regular water, sir, or would you like ice cold Fiji water?
Dude, that's three different types of water we were offered.
I know. I was like, God damn it. And then, remember the service was awful, too?
It wasn't that bad, man. I think we were just being impatient.
It was awful.
It
we were there
seemed
for
awful.
Hours. Literally, we were there for like 2.5 hours.
I was trying to cut them a break, and then I remembered that, one, they're a fancy place, so they don't need... I'm not going to hurt their business.
Yeah, not at all. And well, two, we're not going to say the name of it.
Well, I'll say the name right into
the Yard
camera.
House.
Can we switch to...
Like,
they tried to serve
us
three different dead birds.
It's called BJ's.
Dude, also Yard House is going to be fine, too.
Yard House is great. I would have rather have gone to the Yard House.
Well, we know what to do today.
Now we know what to do. But yeah, I didn't like it. It was a bad experience. And then they took forever. I don't know. Whatever. We don't have to talk about this dumb shit.
Good. Thank you.
So this is your second Comic-Con, Mike.
Second or third?
What do you think, man?
It smells the same.
It should.
You go inside. We were inside for preview night, which I didn't even know what to think. And it's like the first night you're here and they open the doors to the convention center for the first time and people start to trickle in and then they open the door and it's like a flood. It's like I don't know if you've ever seen, I'm trying to figure out a good example right now.
When Moses parted the Red Sea.
That's a good one. You ever see a, one of those things, like the time telling things with sand?
Yes.
You ever break one of those with a hammer?
No.
It's like that.
Okay.
That's how people pour into the room.
All right.
And then it's like, I remember we were shooting that video. We have a video on Skybound's YouTube channel right now, not a sponsor, but kind of, where we talk about all the exclusive toys, right? And we did that right before everybody came in, but we did that kind of as people were trickling in. And I remember at one point we walked into somebody's fart.
Oh, dude.
And it was so bad I had to find a place to sit down real quick.
That's,
I didn't tell you guys.
Yeah.
I had to sneak away and sit down. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, no. And I was looking around because there were only like 4 or 5 people in there at a time. There has to be one person smiling ear to ear.
I went into after the fart, I had to go into a bathroom stall and cry for a little bit. I had to get it out. Yeah, I've never walked into a fart like that.
No, it was like walking
in my life.
We were in a big convention center, and it was like walking into a small room filled with garbage.
It was, yeah, like you've been to Vegas.
Sure.
It's like when you're in Vegas in the summer, and you like come out of the air-conditioned hotel into the heat, the Nevada heat.
Yeah.
Like there
and
was
you
a,
taste it.
There was an actual temperature change.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just like on your face. It was like you felt it on your legs.
I felt like I was burned by the sun.
I felt like I needed to have a decontamination shower.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, hepatitis C, the prevention people, they have a booth this year.
Oh, they do. All right.
So
good,
I went
good.
Up and I got my immunizations.
It's just, that was probably, I mean, it's crazy. I've been alive for a long time.
Prove it.
I've experienced many farts. That was probably the worst fart
It
was really the worst fart.
Who
Brian
else was
there?
Brian was
Ian
there.
Was there.
Brian, you want to come up on stage
Brian,
and
you
talk,
talk
to
about
you,
the fart
talk
really
about
quick?
This fart real quick. This
come
is
here,
Brian.
This is Brian. Come on over, Brian.
Brian has
Give
a very
Brian
important
a round
job.
Of applause.
Brian's a Secret Service guy.
Brian works for Skybound.
It smells like farts over here.
Well, not as much as it maybe did. Did we ask you to sit down or did we ask you to come up for
a
second?
Oh, here. Is this good?
Yeah, perfect.
Is this good?
You're going to want to switch to Cam B.
Is this good?
Yeah.
Let's try this one.
Yeah, and that's Cam. That's also
Cam
B.
Give us your quick perspective on the fart.
If you had to describe that fart in a song, with a song. Okay.
It was
Stinky. Stinky.
Good. Right. That was Brian.
That was Brian.
And real quick, before we get into something else, let's bring out the kid who looks like Jack White. We're going to play a little game. Welcome to our new podcast. Does this kid look like Jack White to you?
You really going to do this?
Yeah, come on out.
Come on over here. Does this man look like Jack
White?
Because
I've said it six times, and everybody's like, I don't see it. All right, look, all you got to do is look at his face. Check it out.
Does he look like Jack White?
Let's go ahead and pan up. Right?
Does he look a little bit like Jack White?
Yes or no? Answer in the comments below. Okay, get out of here.
All right. Thank you so much. Good one.
That was Jack White. Tell your friends. Take a screenshot and post it on the internet.
We got Jack White.
I
tossed around the idea of not bringing this up on the podcast.
Uh-oh.
But I think it needs to be brought up just for the sheer randomness of the situation.
Okay.
And just kind of like the experience. And it's really something that I'll just cherish probably my entire life.
No, I can't wait.
It's one of my favorite Comic-Con memories now, and it happened just this last night.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm about to talk about.
I do, and I can't. We'll bring it to you right after this.
Let's show two trailers from a Skybound game.
This one's called Very Tall Policeman.
No. So basically, we were walking around, and it was like 11 o'clock at night. And we bumped into... Did you hear
Hold
us pop
on.
A trailer on for like
that
2 seconds?
That was the loudest phone. Was that a phone or was that a trailer?
It was a. I hope it was a trailer. So we bumped into... So we were hanging out with John Bailey, who is the epic voice trailer voices guy.
He also paid for our dinner.
He did pay for our dinner, man.
He's an amazing man.
Super shout out. Yeah. That was amazing.
But if you're that successful, I feel like I would pay for people's dinners if I was that successful.
I guess you're right. Yeah. That's true.
Maybe I wouldn't.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Good to know. Let me write this one down. So John is, he does voiceover stuff. He works in the voice world. And so we bumped into John DiMaggio.
Yep.
Who is the voice of Bender from Futurama.
Yeah.
And many other things. A Gears of War character. He's done a bunch of stuff. He's a great guy. And I've actually interviewed him before and had met him before. And but John knows him. So he was like, oh, man, John, what's up? John and John. And he like introduced us. He introduced John to everybody and said, Bender from Futurama. But no one heard him say that.
No one knew that he was that except for like two people in the group.
Yeah. And so he was very drunk.
Sure.
Very drunk.
Method acting for Bender.
Maybe. Because I think, Malcolm said, have you ever seen someone method act for a cartoon character?
Because he was just elbowing people.
He seemed to be having a good time, but he was just like screaming and yelling at the top of his lungs.
Very happy.
And it was great. He was a great, I mean, I love him. He's a great guy. It's not like, I'm not shitting on him. I just think it was a really funny experience because he's like screaming.
Yeah.
And at one point he's like, he starts talking about like his, you gotta take care of your wife. You gotta tell her you love her.
Which was, and I was writing these down because I'm newly married. And I was like, take care of your wife.
Good. And then he was like, you guys are having a good time at Comic-Con. Woo! I'm gonna hit someone with my elbow.
He said that a lot.
And then, so remember now, there's like six people in our group and four of them
have no idea
who this is.
And so I'm looking at you, be like, you don't like drinking, you don't like drunk people, you don't like violence.
Well, I like drunk people. Well, I don't like bad drunk people.
Right,
I like
right.
good drunk people.
But by the time I got there, there was just yelling and elbow talk.
Well, I like it when people are insane, and I like it when people, I like it when people are screaming.
Yeah.
So I'm always there. So it's my kind of thing to watch someone scream like that.
Yeah.
I will always like go towards the screaming rather than running away from it.
I hope nothing horrible ever happens.
Me too,
close.
Man. But so the guy, so everyone else is just looking at this like, you know, 40-year-old guy, late 40-year-old guy, like screaming, drunk, stumbling. Like,
and you're like crying, laughing.
And I'm loving it. I am laughing. And everyone's kind of like inching away like, we should go. And I'm like, guys, like I'm trying to like convey with my eyes.
Dude, my favorite
this
part
is
of
a moment.
This exact part of the story is when, if we can get the middle camera or whatever cameras, is this a close-up?
That's
over
the
here?
Middle camera.
Let's go over here
Let's
to
go
the
to
middle, camera.
Middle camera.
So Malcolm does this face at one point. And then you called. You were so happy that you called him out. You're like, Malcolm, why are you making that face?
No, I said, Malcolm, what's wrong?
Like, that's a face you do like to your friend to say, we better get out of here.
Yeah.
And you made it for everybody.
But he had like major side eye going on. And I'm like, Malcolm, what's going on? And in the background, you're going to tell your wife you love her. You're going to go out in the street. And then he was like, I'm going to use the bone of my elbow to punch a guy. He's like, boom, bone point.
Didn't he say bone point? Bone on bone.
Didn't he say bone point? Or what was it?
Probably.
Because I was like, that's my favorite
bone
wrestler.
Bone point was the
first. Remember I said that was my favorite wrestler? Was it bone point?
Bone, something like that.
It was like bone point. And then he's like, oh, like that set him off.
Yeah.
Once I brought up bone point, he's like, listen, brother, you're going to mess with bone point. And he just kept going on and on and on. And then finally, we were like, all right, well, we got to go. Nice to meet you, John. Like, this was great. Like, good to see you. And then he's kind of like following us across the street a little bit. He's like, you got to be careful out there.
You got to be good to your wife.
And then as we're like way across the street at this point, and he's still screaming at us from like almost an entire block away. And that's when you hear him go, you're gonna take care of your wife. Like, you just, it's like, what's happening?
And then once we're out of earshot, you tell everybody who that is.
I was like, guys, that was Bender from Futurama. And then everyone stopped dead in their tracks and they're like, are you serious? Wait, what?
We shouldn't have walked away that quick.
Yeah, Malcolm's like, shit, I wanna get a picture with him. Like, like, everyone was like into it. And I was like, let's go hang out with John DiMaggio while he's drunk. I think this will be the greatest night of our lives. And no one was into it.
No.
Malcolm was like, it's going to get old like real quick.
I'd much rather go sing karaoke for 5 minutes.
I wanted to, this is what my, like, this is all it needed to be.
Uh-huh.
But it was like the greatest thing that has happened.
I'll never forget that for my whole life.
Just being screamed at by Bender.
Do you mind if we delve into some other Comic-Con observations
I
make.
I don't mind at all.
I took a lot of notes at breakfast today.
Okay. Is that why there's ketchup on there?
There's mostly ketchup, and there's some runny egg on here as
Ooh,
well.
Ooh, runny egg.
Here's the first one this morning. This is during breakfast. I sat next to two friends who exclusively chewed with their mouth, or talked with their mouth filled with food.
Exclusively?
Only.
So they were not talking when there wasn't food in their mouth?
Yes. And it was real weird. Because there were breaks in the conversation when they were drinking water or whatever.
Yeah.
But anytime they had something to say to each other, it was like, I'm so used to the 12 for, I don't know,
maybe they're working. Are they working on a bit?
I don't think so, man, because they weren't that funny. So, and then the other one, before she answered her friend, she was like, oh, well, I want a garden on there.
And you were just staring at them while they did this.
I was writing this down as they were doing that. So I had an out. And while I was doing that, a bird, smallest little bird, think Bertie Sanders bird.
Did it die near you?
Died right in front of my eyes. No. It came and it sat on my table. And this table is maybe as big as this pillow here.
Okay.
So I got a full plate of egg.
Why were you on such a small table?
Well, I'm a giant man. A lot of people don't know that.
This is really a smallest. This was the table you were at this morning?
It was like four of these, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
But we're on a funny podcast, so I was trying to help that.
I was unaware of that fact.
I was trying to do a little something for the people here.
Okay.
Doing a little visual.
Good.
Visual gag.
Good. The podcast audience will love it.
Well, they're so far away, it's like the least I could do. Give them a little pillow joke.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here. I got my plate of eggs, and bird comes right here. It was a very Bernie Sanders type moment. So I called my mom, and I was like, I'm Snow White.
Is that when she asked you about the dead birds?
Yes. And then she sent me, she was like, what's with all the dead birds? She sent me the pigeon head emoji, and I think an X, and then a Santa Claus.
That's sweet.
Because I said the two things that I've seen so far here is that there are dead birds everywhere, and everyone has a beard. So she sent me a pigeon and a Santa Claus.
That's pretty great, Mike. I like that story.
She's just getting into the emojis.
Can I talk a little bit about, really quick, about how... Max Landis is coming to the show. Well, not Dynamic Banter, but he's coming to the Skybound live stream.
I feel like Max would never come on Dynamic
Banter. No, never. No, of course not.
He knows better.
He's going to come here and maybe sit right here, and we're going to talk to him.
Sure.
About stuff. But mostly about Green Valley, which is a comic book series that he wrote, and it's a Skybound comic.
Yeah.
And I was told like a week ago that I was going to be interviewing Max with you about Green Valley.
Yeah.
And so I sent an email back and was like, I have not read Green Valley. So could you guys just send me Green Valley so I can read that? And then very promptly I was sent Green Valley in like zip file form in an email. And then I was like, great, I'm all set. I'll read this on the train to San Diego, or yeah, I'll read it in my hotel room on preview night. It'll be great. And so we're hanging out at like 10 o'clock at night, and we're having dinner with Max and friends. And I'm like, Max, we're going to talk about Green Valley tomorrow. And he's like, do you like it? And I was like, I have not read it yet.
Good friend.
But I'm gonna be prepared. I'm reading every issue tonight as soon as I get to my hotel room. Mm-hmm. And then I can't wait to talk to you about it. He's like, it's one of my favorite things I've ever written. I love it. I think it's really good. And then Brett Register from the First Time Show was sitting next to me. Uh-huh. And he was like, hey, Max, you should like quiz Steve on the comic. Like, make sure he read it and like quiz him on it. And I was like, fuck you, Brett. Like, and then Max was like, oh, this isn't Brett's fault. He's like, what world was I not going to put you on the spot?
Yeah.
And like ask you very minute detailed questions, mm-hmm, about the book. And
so
I was
what
like,
what color was the antagonist's hair? Do you think?
So I was like, Max, I'm going to read it. I'm reading it tonight. And he's like, all right, man, all right. So we go, we're partying until like 11:45 at night or something.
Like crazy party.
Crazy
animals.
Party with John 11:45. Screaming about his wife at us. And then so I get back to my hotel room. I settle in, take off the pant, and I slip into the sheets, and I'm all comfortable.
So you still got outer shirt and undershirt on.
Oh, yeah, I got a jacket on. And
but no pants.
No pants. And I slip in under the sheets, and I get my phone, and I'm like, I'm going to read every Green Valley right now. There's only 9 issues. Not so bad. I'll probably be in bed by 2 a.m. or probably fall asleep at 2 a.m. It'll be great.
Sounds nice.
And so I open up the email, and I realize that I can't open up a zip file on my phone.
Yeah.
So,
because no one's been sent a zip file since 1997.
Since 1997, yeah. And so I was like, uh-oh, I can't read Green Valley tonight. And so I was trying to figure out what to do. And I was like, well, fuck it. I'm not going to read Green Valley. And Max is going to come on soon on this stream. And he's going to ask me all this shit about Green Valley. And I'm not going to know anything.
You know what you should do? You should make it all up and see if he notices.
I think he'll instantly know and then be upset and leave.
You think he's like, going to straight up lead? One of
no,
us has read it.
I just think you have to lead with the Green Valley stuff because, well, you've read Green Valley.
Here's my thing, which I wasn't going to do until he got here.
Okay.
I'm absolutely not going to help you in that situation.
Oh, I'm not asking for help.
No.
I'm
going
to straight up admit to him I have not read Green Valley.
Yeah, but then I'm going to say, we already on the Skybound channel, you can go watch it right now. I interviewed Max and Giuseppe, who is one of the artists who worked on Green Valley. Uh-huh. So we already had this conversation.
Oh, so you didn't
I've
read it then?
To him. Oh, I did read it then.
Okay.
And we talked all about it in depth.
Okay.
So that information's already out. My point of view on this thing is already out there. So I'm just going to sit here
in
silence.
I'm not trying to save face. I'm saying I didn't read it. And I'm going to tell him I didn't read it. And we're going to see where it goes
and
from
I'm
there.
Telling you that I can't wait for that conversation.
All right. I mean, really, all it goes is I didn't read it. And he goes like, oh, shit. And then we're done.
Okay, how much time do we have left? 25 minutes on this interview?
We
got 10. All right, let's. Do you want to do something specific?
Yeah. I think we got to read. We on Dynamic Banter, we have.
Oh yes,
sponsor spots.
Thank
and
God,
so
we can pay rent this month.
I got to read a sponsor spot here,
dude. Okay, so the read for the sponsor spot got more applause than we
anything
did.
Else.
Yeah.
Did anybody? By the way, did anybody bring a horn?
No, I told you.
Wow.
Man. Did anyone bring their uncooked box of Blue Apron?
Did anyone bring a pair of MeUndies? Wow.
Did anyone bring their opinion outpost?
Well, I have no control over the audio here, so I can't really punch in music or get really close to the mic and do that kind of shit. So I'm just going to read this very quickly and very normally, I guess. Mike, are you okay with that?
Very quickly and very normally?
Squarespace!
You just killed David, the sound guy. He's dead. He's laying next to the bird.
This summer is the perfect time to create your own beautiful website!
Dude, you can't start. Where do you go after that?
It's the perfect time to get a custom domain or create a website or both. Turn your cool idea into a hot new website. Make a splash with a brand new website for your business. Mike, you've used Squarespace. With Squarespace, you can create a beautiful website and showcase your work. Blog! Sell products and services of all kinds, promote your physical or online business, and announce an upcoming event or special project. And more!
I feel like you're angry at this website. It's all right, Panther. You know they're paying us to do this. You don't have to be that angry.
Squarespace
about it.
Does this by giving you beautiful templates created by world-class designers. Powerful e-commerce functionality lets you sell anything online, books.
Anything.
The ability to customize look and feel, settings, products, and more with just a few clicks. Everything optimized for mobile right out of the box.
Not all websites come in a box.
And a new,
but when they do, they're Squarespace websites.
Analytics that'll help you grow in real time. You can keep an eye on your analytics. Mike, you ever just keep one eye on your analytics?
That's what they say.
Mike, you ever look at your analytics? Oh, and let's not forget about the 24/7 award-winning customer service. People using Squarespace options. There's architects, art galleries, fine artists, graphic designers, furniture makers, personal trainers.
And that's it. You know we have a lot of architects that listen to this podcast. So this is right up your alley that you probably built.
Podcast talking points. Check Squarespace out at squarespace.com. Register a domain name. Start your free website or online store trial. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code BANTER to save 10%. Squarespace, do it,
Do you look over at the sound guy right now? His eyes are bleeding. I've never seen that happen.
Squarespace, you did it, you did it.
Great, good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good. Thank you so
much. Thank you, everybody. So is there one more thing you want to talk about before we do a live history road?
We should just how much time do we have left? 15 minutes.
We got 5 minutes.
Okay. Let's just do you have one pulled up?
I mean, I was just going to pull up the first one I saw.
While you pull one up, I'll just blast through some of these observations. Saw an old woman walk her bike off a curb and instantly thought, I never want my bones to get that brittle. Most of Comic-Con is me laughing at references I don't understand. Everyone is nice, but no one has any spatial awareness. I underline that. Everyone here has a beard. That's in bold. Oh, here's one that I really wanted to talk about. Large groups of old men are always horny. Have you noticed this?
What do you mean by that?
I mean exactly what I said. So if you're a waitress, absolutely don't walk up to the table after they're done and say, is everyone satisfied? Because you're going to get a lot of jokes that maybe you don't want to hear.
Okay, it's time for History Road! History Road! History Road! Okay, this History Road comes from Hannah Staber. And the subject line is jokes, a choking hazard. She says, first off, a two-horn honk hello to my fellow Leal-born boys on the block. My name is Hannah. I'm from Austria, but study in the UK. And today I would like to tell you about the time I nearly died while listening to Dynamic Banter.
No, this is my worst nightmare.
Let me start at the beginning. It was a too hot mid-July afternoon. I was sitting on my desk working on stuff I don't remember and had the sweet Leal voices of Mike and Steve flowing from my headphones into my ears. I had just listened to the episode where Mike told the story about Andrew Delman almost silently choking to death outside of the bar that they were at because he didn't want to bother anyone.
R.I.P. Delman.
If you're choking to death, you should bother someone.
Absolutely. For everyone in attendance, Let's just say you're choking on a chicken tender or something like that later on today. Raise your hand. Make it known. Spread awareness.
Luckily, nothing happened to our dear Delman, so considering Owen had also just recently choked on a slice of pizza in Steve's live stream, I thought to myself, is this a bit? Thinking nothing more of it, I finished someone just left. They're angry at us.
Went outside to joke to death.
I finished the episode and then decided to listen to one of my favorite recent episodes again. Mike agrees to watch The Rocketeer with Steve. It's the one where you guys gently poke at the actors and the brothers Dermot and Kieran Mulrooney from the 1991 box office hit Career Opportunities. Yeah, you know which one I mean. About 13 minutes into the episode, I take a sip of water and Steve shouts, "Oh, here comes that darn kid again. Comes into my lawn. Get out, Dermot." And Mike replies with, "Give me some lemonade, Dermot." And it happens. My mouth is full of water, and I need to laugh out loud real bad, like real, real bad. My stomach cramps up. I'm trying so hard to keep my mouth shut. But Steve shouts, "You're cheering me over here." And I choke and spit the water all over myself. I'm coughing like crazy and rip my headphones out of my ears. My throat feels like it's been scorched with acid. My mom comes into the room. "Are you all right?" she asks. But I can't answer because I can't stop coughing. The coughing and wheezing continues for too long. I've never choked on anything this bad.
Mom's like, "What the hell are you listening to?"
Slowly but surely, I recover from the cough and can breathe again. My throat still hurts. I get up from my desk. The water I spat into my pants makes it look like I've peed myself. Suddenly, I feel something warm dripping down my nose. Sure enough, my nose had started bleeding from all the coughing.
Oh, no.
With a piece of tissue hanging out of my right nostril, I change into a different pair of pants and go to take my dog out for a walk.
My nose looked like the sound guy's eyes.
I never pressed pause on my phone, so Mike and Steve, leal as ever, have already moved on to their next bit. And if you listen really closely, you can hear a horn honk every now and then coming out of my headphones. So, guys, that's my history road. I'm just glad I choked on a sip of water and not a big old slice of pizza. I wonder if there are any other innocents out there that have almost choked to death because of your bits. Jokes aside, you two are among the funniest people I know, and Dynamic Banter is the only podcast that can make me laugh out loud like this every time. My family must think I'm crazy because sometimes I call our dog a good two-horn born boy and then laugh uncontrollably. Hope to never stop hearing from you guys. I really hope to sometime get the opportunity to see you live. But until then, all the best for the future, and may Dynamic Banter never jump the shark. Sincerely, your one-horn born girl, Hannah.
Awesome, Hannah. If you could just copy-paste that into the rating and review section of iTunes, that would be for the best.
Yeah, it's been a while since anyone's done that. Like, review our damn show if you like it so much. Hannah, listen, sorry we almost killed you.
Listen, are you alive? Then you should be rating and reviewing the show.
All right, well, guys, thank you so much.
First ever live Dynamic Banter. Thank you, Twitch stream, for watching. Yeah. Thank all you guys so much for being so far away.
We'll come out and say hi to you guys in a second, and we'll hug you and kiss you. But guys, thank you for watching live on the live stream, and thank you for listening on the podcast. If you want to send your history roads, you can do so at dynamicbanter@gmail.com. And also, there's a P.O. box. You can check my Instagram for that. I don't know it off the top of my head. And Mike?
And to close it out, I'm going to say, and that's it! Exclamation point. Again, if you want to win a hat from Chalk and Social, just go to loveofgood.co to enter right now. Another exclamation point. And you're and then you're on the site. You could donate to cbldf.org, an organization that supports comic book creators' First Amendment rights. And that's rad. You're rad. Have a great Comic-Con, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here.
Yeah, and honestly, these hats are super rad. Look at this. There's like a little chalkboard up there, and you can write whatever you want up there. It's
and if
really
you have
cool.
a regular human being-sized head, you can wear it every day.
So thank you guys so much. Stay tuned for more stuff on the Skybound live stream.
That was a HeadGum podcast.